Good morning. It's Monday, June 9th. I hope you are doing well today. And I just want to bring a quick thought to you from Psalm 27. You know, this is an excellent psalm, and I really like the title in my New American Standard Keyword Study Bible. And it's titled this way, A Psalm of Fearless Trust in God. And, you know, you really look at that title and you're like, wow, that says so much. It is a psalm of fearless trust in God. And the verse I want to read to you today is out of verse 10, and it says this, For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. You know, when I look at that, just from just a kind of a, you know, bare bones kind of approach, if you will, I see that as David expressing that he had been rejected by the closest, deepest relationship in his life, other than a marriage, being his parents. You know, mothers are nurturers, fathers are leaders and providers, and they are guiders. You know, they are those that lead their children and lead their homes, and mothers nurture and provide a level of support that is almost unparalleled, and at least until you get married. But you know, I look at that verse and I'm thinking, wow, so the deepest relationship that he's had has now kind of let him down. Where is he going to go? Well, he's going to go to God because God will receive him. And so I look at that and I'm thinking, wow, you know, that there's some truth to that. There are a lot of people that feel abandoned and rejected by their parents. And they feel like maybe they have nowhere to go. If my mom and dad reject me, who's going to receive me? Well, God will receive you. And David says that right here in that passage. I think a great application that we can all adhere to is this, that the world is sometimes going to reject us, and maybe often it's going to reject us, especially if we are a believer. Namely, if we are a believer, if we are a Christian, this world is going to reject us. And the only place that we can truly go and find solace and comfort and reception and acceptance is God. And I want to encourage you today that if that is you, if you are in a place in your life where you are feeling a sense of rejection and it's really hitting you at the core, it's really breaking your heart, go to God. God's going to receive you. Not only is he going to receive you, he's going to also fill you with his presence. He's going to give you his peace. He's going to establish his purpose in you and through you. And I want to encourage you that if you don't know what your purpose is in Christ today, pray to him. Pray this. Say, Lord, reveal to me your purpose for my life. Like I said yesterday, we know that it's to worship. We know that it's to evangelize. We know that it's to make disciples and so forth. But specifically, what is your purpose for me? God, help that to be known to me. Help it to become real to me so that I can embrace it. And I guarantee you, he will start to show you those things. Maybe he has shown them to you. And somewhere along the line, you've let this brokenness of relationships kind of distort your purpose, or maybe hinder it or cloud it. Ask for him to restore to you that vision, that purpose, and that knowledge of what you are to do in life. You know, I believe that God has purposes for everybody in life. I mean, we can almost call them mini missions that we're to go on in our life, you know, and it gives us direction. It's more than just existing. It's more than just surviving. God wants us to thrive. He has plans and purposes for us. And I believe that they really all center around knowing him and making him known. Because how important is it, friends, for people to get saved? Isn't it important that this world knows Jesus Christ? Isn't it important that people get saved and they know that the Lord God is their God, that Jesus is their Savior and their Lord and their Creator and Sustainer? Isn't it important? I mean, that's what the church should want. All churches should want that. If that's not what we want, if we are wanting something completely different than that, then we really need to check ourselves, because we may not be operating in the Spirit. I believe that that's what God wants. He wants people saved. I mean, that's why Jesus came the first time, didn't he? He came to seek and save that which was lost. His second coming is going to be in judgment. So until then, all the way until he comes again, salvation. seeking the lost. And then we would most definitely add making disciples, something that I discussed last night in our Sunday night service. You know, I believe that it's so easy that it's almost embarrassing because we lose sight of it so quickly. God wants us to follow Him. God wants us to make disciples. God wants us to come to Him. God wants us to take refuge in Him. You know, we've had a number of kids graduate high school this year. So proud. I mean, you know, we had one graduate from college and equally proud of our kids. You know, they're doing well and they've got their head on straight. And I pray for them. I pray that they will be able to function in this world in Christ. Because we adults know that the world is going to try to chew them up and spit them out. That's just the reality. I've been chewed up and spit out. I'm sure you have too, a time or two. And we want our young people to know that the only way that they can truly make it and not lose their footing is to follow Christ. Sure, they may stumble here and there and get back up, but really, Christ will show them the way. Christ will be their way. So I just hope that this verse blesses you. Again, let me read it. It's so short. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up, or the Lord will receive me. I'm so thankful that even if the closest of people in my life will reject me or may reject me, that the Lord is always there to receive me. That's great love right there. There is no greater love. I hope that this blesses you today. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I hope you know Jesus loves you, and Jesus is always wanting to lead you on to greater things. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.